This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2187. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition recorded April 20th. Algeria, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Germany, Greece, Italy, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Russia, Spain, Sweden, UAE, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Vietnam, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we started off mentioning that Algeria had shown up on 9455 kHz. Between 03 and 06 UT, mostly Quran, and that could be a problem if WRMI reactivated that frequency. And that came to pass, UT, April 19th. It came on at 0303 UT, dominant, of course, in Europe, but even on a remote receiver in the east coast of North America, overriding WRMI. Further west, WRMI was on top, but that's quite a culture clash. That's to be expected since WRMI is aiming 285 degrees from Florida. 9455 is scheduled to be in use 24 hours, although even before it disappeared a few weeks ago, it was not running the full schedule. Claudio Galas in Chile reminds us of that pirate in Argentina on 6935, called, I guess in Spanish, AD-149. He heard it again April 13th, with music from midnight 35 until 0115 UT. After a while, quite close to its nominal frequency, 9665, Radio Voz Missionaria in Brazil, way off frequency again. April 15th at 0623, I measured on 9664.411. And less than 2 hours later, Gary Pence measured it independently via a remote on 9664.408. While looking for something else in the IB frequency listings, I noticed something identified as CGA-984, HF trading from Canada, listed on 9 different frequencies for 24 hours. Well, I guess it may be available 24 hours, but certainly not operating that much. Including 7570, the lowest one, that might explain the wideband noise I sometimes hear, centered on that frequency. Hardly very strong, but it could interfere with WRMI. All their frequencies are out of the broadcast bands on 10, 14, 16, 18, 19, 20, and 23 megahertz bands. His listing says the transmitter site is at Harrow in Essex County, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan. There are no other U.S. or other entries designated HF trading, though it is certainly in the works, not already operating in some cases, in the U.S. Nearby in Michigan, Ken Zicke says, all that is a long way of saying, given the strength of the digital blob covering 7570, that would certainly seem a possible location. But where are they aiming their signals? Is it non-directional? Claudio Galas in Chile also reminds us of the pirate, believed to be in Chile, RCW, meaning Radio Compañía Worldwide, which he's logged again, April 13th, from midnight to midnight 25 UT with news, on 6925. And then a bit later the same date at 0120, more news, on 5815, with an ID at 156. In his listening review column for the National Journal, Alan Rowe in the UK recommends some excellent programming on CGTN Radio, in English, also known as China Radio International. For example, there are two cultural programs, Pod Plus and Music Talks. On Saturday mornings, they are aired back-to-back, making an entertaining and informative 55 minutes. Pods Plus airs episodes from different CGTN podcasts each week, often two episodes to fill a 25-minute slot. Music Talks is also produced as a podcast from 22 to 35 minutes, but they're edited down to 29 minutes to fit on the shortwave broadcasts. We won't go into the numerous frequencies since they're on the air just about everywhere all the time. But here are the times. Pods Plus is broadcast weekly on Mondays at 4:05 and 18:05 UT, Saturdays at 10:05 and 13:05. Music Talks is weekly, Sundays at 5:30, 10:30, 13:30, and 17:30. and UT Saturdays at 23:30. Of course, you can go to their podcast list and pick them up that way at chinaplus.cri.cn. On April 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, around 06:30 UT, I've been hearing something strange on the so-called 30-meter hamband on 10125 CW. That's the frequency where I've been hearing some phone contacts, presumably allowed only in Australia. But on these occasions, I was hearing CW. The letters from a standard keyboard were being sent in sequence, very slowly with pauses, like QWERTYUIO, and so forth. However, they included the Spanish character for ñ, tilde over the N, which came after L. Once each keyboard is completed, there's a much faster ID starting VVVDE, HK3QQ, Bogota, Colombia. Oh, there's another error, and where you'd expect them to send P, dit, dash, dash, dit, they instead send dash, dit, dash, X. I wonder if that's a deliberate mistake, because it's from the school of Marconi Telegraphy, illustrated in Colombia. According to QRZ.com, licensed to Jesus Ernesto Reyes Castro in Bogota. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The English hour at 06 to 07 UT is supposed to be on 6100. And so it was, April 20th, though it had been missing for many previous dates when I checked. On April 19th, the only English frequency, and the only frequency at all on the air, was 11760. April 17th, it was on 15140, which is supposed to be on in the daytime and afternoon only, not the middle of the night. From El Dial in Spain, a report from Martin Butera that in Ecuador, a fee of $450 has been imposed on ham radio licenses. This could put the end to ham radio in that country, especially due to the current economic situation. Actually, it's a bit more. There's an additional charge adding up to $472.50. There's an interview with Lorenzo, HC2BP, of the Guayaquil Radio Club, who feels that hams are not being appreciated in Ecuador. Walt Samaniv has been pulling on some low-power European stations, thanks to his extremely efficient setup at Masset, British Columbia. For example, on 15785, Funklus Digital or Bit Express heard April 16th at 2109 UT, about 100% decoding with modern rock music. Of course, that's in DRM. Rechecked at 0450, he was still seeing the waterfall clearly, but not quite strong enough to decode audio. Pretty amazing still. That is, from Germany and onward to Greece. He also reports Zeppelin Radio, a Greek pirate, measured on exactly 6959.877 in AM. On April 17th, he says the best audio yet from this station, presumed, about 2 hours before his local sunset, but confirmed by the remote in Holland at a great level. My first pretty certain Greek pirate in British Columbia. And good reception at 0245 UT, with non-stop instrumental music. But quite good reception direct. This from Christos Rigas near Chicago. The Greek government is to take over from ERT, the shortwave broadcast center at Avlida. Of course, it's no longer in use. A bill introduced in Parliament in March would place the 1,200 acres of land in government possession. The current government, led by the New Democracy Party, is in the process of divesting public property to private hands, which will no doubt be the fate of the land which housed the Voice of Greece facilities. An article in Greek includes a complaint by POSPERT, P-O-S-P-E-R-T, the Broadcasting Union, that raises the question on what will happen with all the broadcasting equipment and antennas at the site. It also mentions that there is rampant looting at the site since end of the Voice of Greece broadcasts last year. Italy non, a notice from Ron Norton at IRRS. We're thrilled to inform you we are testing a new frequency, 11995, Saturday, April 15th, from 08 until 09 UT, to Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. The regular program, Radio City, which is on the air every third Saturday during the summer on that station, at 08 to 09 UT. The Sunday morning broadcast would still be on 9510, where the Saturday broadcast had been. Manuel Mendez in Spain monitored the new 11995 on April 15th and received an EQSL in 1 hour from his report, confirming that it's 100 kilowatts from the Softiță site in Romania. In the British DS Club, Dave Kenny agrees that 11995 provides a better signal than 9510 did. Then David Mappin also received a reply from them, confirming that they're going to stay on 11995 Saturdays, but 9510 on Sundays. That's according to the program producer, Radio City, the station of the cars originating in Canada. And they said they would have another program on Channel 292 the following Saturday on 6070 and 9670, but not giving the time. More low-power European DX reported by Walt Somenev in British Columbia. And 5955, Radio Sunlight from Holland, April 16th at 0451. A low-powered station playing Love You More. Initially it was stronger than the one he hears usually on 6020, Radio Delta International. But it began to strengthen after 0500. Mauno Rutila says he believes that Sunlight Radio is running 200 watts. And there's more. Radio Europe was heard on 6130 from the Netherlands, April 17th from 0329 until an ID at 0452. Now to North America, Radio Eastern Star, 7320 AM, reported by Ron Howard in California, April 16th at 0756, with an old Russian interval signal, and then IDs in English and Russian, Radio Channel Eastern Star, otherwise known as Radio Vostochnaya Zvezda, and some frequently heard spots in English and Russian. And making some political comments, we were wondering about that, such as economic situation, alarming monopoly, capitalism, socialism. Lucas Bandura says he got an EQSL, and also looked at the Facebook page of Radio Pushka, which was the previous name for the same operator, showing a vertical antenna, which would result in a large skip zone, explaining why he has heard across the southwest USA, except Arizona. Thus, he thinks it probably is in Arizona rather than Nevada. However, as of April 19th from 0419 UT, Lucas Bandura says the frequency has changed to 7400 AM. He'd moved 24 hours earlier, talking to him on HF Underground Discord chat, that he moved to get away from Radio Marti interference. Also English IDs as Radio Channel Eastern Star. I also heard this April 20th at 0642. Just barely audible music, but the unmistakable Mayak interval signal played. According to IB listings, 7400 is a good clear spot, except for the Brazilian pirate in Pará, Radio Antarish, which could be there at any hour. Nothing broadcasting at night on 7395 or 7405. Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil reports on Radio Logos Peru 4810 from San Martin, heard on the 9th of April at 0914 to 922. He says they always start the broadcast around 0913 with the same music, an incorrect time announcement at 917, saying it's 425 a.m. and then a correct local time announcement as 417. And more reports of the new Peruvian next door, 4820, Radio Senda Cristiana. Claudio Galas in Chile reports April 14th at midnight 22:0150 UT, with an ID on the hour as RRE, which is actually the station being relayed. But March 19th at 23:43, Marcos Cox in Chile heard them actually identifying as Radio Senda Cristiana, the program in the Quechua language, which seems to be their main thing, maybe the only show of their own currently on the air. The ID as Radio Senda Cristiana came at midnight 2 UT, April 20th. There was also a Spanish program about God, not a relay from RRI, so they may be starting to broadcast some more of their own shows. Brian Clark in New Zealand made this recording of their sign-on April 20th at 09 UT on 4820, National Anthem ID with an FM frequency only, presumably in Quechua and then in Spanish. Please listen closely until our studio modulation resumes.
Radio Senda Cristiana, 99.9 FM Cotahuasca, Caiguando a Simanta Falta, la país de México, Sumas Pinta Ocasio, Hampa, Monasca Ullana. Thank you.
4 y 3 minutos.
Senda Cristiana, 99.9
FM. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. World of Radio 2187. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Dan Sheedy in Encinitas, California, formerly by money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Dan says, thanks for all your efforts to keep DX Info non-trivial, consistently useful and accurate DX Info. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. In BCDX, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reports on the NID station, which he calls Radio Ljube, L-J-U-B-E, playing nonstop the national anthem of the USSR. April 8th at 04-06 UT on 7032.3, 6828.3, and 9310.3, all USB. Of course, 7032 is in the international ham radio band. It could be in Russia or maybe Belarus. Gary Pence, KM5X, has resumed operating ham radio thanks to a friend's remote setup. He reports working RI41POL, 14074 in FT8 mode, at Grid Square MR47. At 10:02 UT, April 20th. He also works CW, the end of the 20-meter band. His grid square puts him in the Arctic Ocean near the North Pole, about 6,600 nautical miles from Dallas. A nice picture of his ship, and the info is on QRZ.com. Again, the call is RI41POL, Maritime Mobile. Another Euro pirate heard by Balsamaniv direct to British Columbia, this one in Spain, on 6931 AM. Indy Radio, after 0500 UT, April 16th. Thanks to Lucas Bandura for identifying it as Indy Radio, I-N-D-Y. Mike Terryson's story from Reuters, April 18th. Swedish Radio announced it is quitting Twitter, first major European public broadcaster to join three from North America that abandoned the social media platform in the past week. This decision because Twitter had lost relevance for a Swedish audience, and not blaming a new policy by Twitter, under owner Elon Musk, to label more public broadcasters as government-funded. NPR, PBS, and CBC had quit Twitter after the social media company labeled their accounts government-funded media. Swedish Radio says it has no problem with that designation. It's a correct description of how Swedish Radio is financed. Major Western broadcasters argue there is a clear difference between those that receive public funding but are editorially independent, and those that are run by governments. In Shortwave Bulletin, this from the Radio Igloo team via Alf Persson, a tribute to Radio SID, S-Y-D. On Tuesday, April 25th at 17 UT, Radio Igloo will be on the air with a tribute to the pirate Radio Queen, Britt Wadner, and to Radio SID, the Swedish radio pirate, transmitting from Cheetah 1 and Cheetah 2 in Ulesund in the first half of the 60s. It's a co-production of Radio Igloo and Malmö Shortwave Club, on 5940 kHz, transmitter site and power not specified. At least one of the four transmitters at the Altavalla UAE relay site is persistently off frequency, notes Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX, such as 21594.974, a new A23 channel at 1216 UT instead of 17845 for the ERGO broadcast for Somalia. Also reported in the NASA flash sheet by Rob Wagner in Australia, 21594.97, April 13th at 1210 in Somali. Then there's 21710.13, Mizima Radio for Burma at 1205 UT instead of 17730 on April 13th. And also offset the same 21745.13 from 11 to 12 UT in Arabic Al Arabiya FM via Altavalla UAE. Rob Wagner also reports a couple of other frequencies from there, not offset, but with other problems. April 15th at 0500, BBC in Kinyarwanda to East Africa. However, there was dead air, except for transmitter hum, until it finally came on at 0506. and at 21560 had BBC World Service with a similar repeating on and off carriers and hum, but no audio for the entire hour of the schedule. They just couldn't get it happening. Alakesh Gupta reports that the musical program by Claudius Obrecht is being broadcast to the Pacific on Saturday, April 22nd, on 21580, the first hour, 13 to 14 UT in AM, and then another hour at 14 to 15 in DRM. Transmitter site, Wolverton, UK. As Chris Mackerel confirms, I finally heard a different Heifer beacon. Call sign FJB repeated over and over in CW, April 14th at 22:25, somewhere between 13564 and 13565. It does not appear on the current LWCA roster of such things. Apparently it's seldom reported, at least not lately. But from the research I did, it seems to be run by the same person as PCO in Pine, Colorado, about the same frequency. And another one, 13565, April 14th at 22:27, sending RF over and over, with hardly a pause. That one is listed as in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. There's an article we suggest you read in full, thanks to David Cole and Mike Cooper for pointing it out to us, in the Washington Post of April 16th. The U.S. needs to relearn how to tell its story to the world. It's by Robert M. Gates, Defense Secretary from 2006 to 2011. Now chairman of the Gates Global Policy Center. For example, he says, we have seriously neglected instruments of power that were fundamental to winning the Cold War. U.S. strategic communication and public diplomacy are fragmented among 14 agencies and 48 commissions. Yet the State Department, which ought to be driving this train, lacks not just necessary resources in dollars and people, but also the authority to coordinate, integrate, and synchronize these disparate and unfocused efforts. Since UT Friday, April 14th, Radio Angela has been silent from WBCQ. No signal on 5130, normally running from 02 until 04 UT or slightly later. Lots of carefully planned programming cannot appear since, by design, there is no webcasting. It's still off as of April 20th, but Alan Weiner finally explained on April 19th in a tweet. Sorry, bad tubes. 40 or more years old. Working on it. Timtron to the rescue. It's what we do to keep the free speech flowing. Some tubes not made any longer. Got to dig. WBCQ is a living radio museum, and so is its staff. More to come. I observe Radio Angela must be of the lowest priority. So the usual transmitter is broken. Why not let it be on one of the others temporarily? Or any backup transmitters? Jeff White gave them one from WRMI. 3265 could be turned on at the same time as the others, so why not use it now, preferably on 5130 or a higher frequency? Radio Angela and its listeners may be in for a long wait unless some alternative is used. KVOH still missing from its weekend broadcast from California on 9975, such as April 16th at midnight 43. I wonder, speaking of alternatives, couldn't they use one of their transmitters in Zambia to reach North America? They have antennas aimed our way, as it happens, across West Africa, and they're normally off the air overnight local time. Not that I should give them ideas. And what has become of WMLK 9275 from Pennsylvania? No signal, April 17th at 21:43. It's supposed to schedule daily except Saturdays between 17 and 22 UT. And there's nothing on their disgraced FB since February 7th, when they said they were changing tubes. Ben Cobb of Experimental Radio brings this to our attention. The Radio Preservation Task Force of the Library of Congress announces a major conference, April 27th to 30th, on Capitol Hill at the Madison Building of the Library of Congress and at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., titled A Century of Broadcasting, Preservation and Renewal. Talks and panels with more than 300 archivists, radio and TV historians, artists, info scientists, journalists, curators, sound studies scholars, broadcasters, and others, highlighting how preservation contributes to the history and creation of mass media at community, local, national, and international levels. Ben Cobb says, I plan on being there at least for the weekend sessions and would be happy to meet any World of Radio fans attending. More about this at radiopreservation.org, and look for 2023 conference. Mike Terry refers us to an article at radioinfo.com.au about the National Association of Broadcasters changing gears in the fight to keep AM in cars. It's an interview with NAB CEO Alex Siciliano. All this resulting from Ford's announcement that it was removing AM radios from cars next year. He says, "We've just launched a Depend on AM Radio campaign." Ford made the announcement, but by no means does that mean that we're giving up the fight. If anything, our membership now have never been more energized on this topic. Ron Howard reports that Radio Vanuatu has resumed its normal programming on 11835, that third harmonic, after briefly relaying ABC Australia, but this time with its own programming, including news from 0659 until cutoff at 0858. Regarding the Vatican Radio English schedule I cited last week, Joe Hannon in New Jersey says one of the frequencies had already changed from the HFCC listings at 20 to 2030 UT on 11870, replacing 11825. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports about Vietnam. There are many loudspeaker broadcasts in regional villages and towns with ads and local info. The normal FM band, 87.5 to 108 MHz, had been used for linking these from studio to loudspeakers. Officially, they are called basic radio. Then many interference problems, and now they have moved to a different band, 54 to 68 MHz. And some of these have now been received by Japanese DXers by sporadic E or F2 propagation. Gary Pence reports good reception of Republic of Yemen Radio 11860, April 20th at 1332 UT. That's in Arabic, but broadcast from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Received at Half Moon Bay, California, on their southwest antenna, and the signal is coming in via long path. A strange ID is being reported by Zaharias Yangas in Greece. He says it's called Music for Joy, with the four being the figure rather than F-O-R. But it seems nothing is known about who is behind it or its transmitter location. The schedule playing the same music over and over is 1830 to 1930 on 9755 and 20 to 21 UT on 9800. He's been hearing it just about every day, including April 19th. Clear your calendars for December 1st to 4th this year. The National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters is holding its annual meeting on a cruise from Miami to the Bahamas. More info at www.shortwave.org. World Radio TV Handbook announces that their web app is now available. There's a reduced price for those who have already bought the book. Details are in their newsletter, which you need to subscribe to. I've not yet found all the details on their website, but try wrth.org or wrth.info. This means that all their data will now be searchable and updatable. Charles Harlick refers us to another excellent article worth reading. It's in the April issue of Harper's, In Search of Lost Time, by Tom Vanderbilt, also titled The Science of the Perfect Second. Go to harpers.org and look for their April archive. The propagation outlook from SWPC. G1 minor storm levels likely April 26th to 28th and 30th, with ANK NSEs peaking at 18 and 5 on April 27th. Solar flux dropping to 160 April 27th to 29th and rising to 182 by May 9th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser here thanking you for listening and inviting you to hear me again next week as I conclude World of Radio 2187 with a standard disclaimer.